gosh, I'm actually recording this now.
Yeah!
You just almost missed an entire faux pas of mine.
Yeah, we weren't recording for like 10 minutes, and we were talking.
Yep.
Hey, everybody.
Welcome to Degrassi Voyager.
This counts as our August podcast, though it's kind of late.
Yeah.
We'll do two.
Yeah.
This month.
Yeah.
Because August is a mulligan.
Yeah. But, I mean, I was about to say, I'm Andy.
I'm Amanda. I'm Amanda. And you're?
I'm Andy.
And we are Degrassi Voyager.
Do I?
Scratch that. Reverse it.
Screw it.
We were out till 3 a.m. last night.
We gotta dump this whole thing now.
Dump it, cancel it, cut it. This one's bad.
I'm so sorry.
Jeez.
This is like a very genuine laugh. I blame that we watched our favorite video on the internet before, which is...
Oh, do the Mario, Captain Lil Bano as Mario, he gets, as he's like going, because in the, to explain the video, Captain Lil Bano sings do the Mario, but like he like kind of like disappears and goes like further back in the background of the shot.
Don't worry, I will link this in the show notes so everyone can have it.
So like the sound, like it's like one of those like YouTube poop videos where the sound just gets increasingly lower.
Uh-huh.
And it's the best video on the internet because like he's like singing full blast and then like... suddenly it's like very silent and then he's like right back in front of you again. Yeah. And it's really funny.
Dora Mario. Yeah. That is a segment of 90s childhood that like people just don't understand.
Yep. It aired Monday through Friday, and then on Fridays they would air Legend of Zelda. I remember that.
I owned a VHS of it. Mm-hmm. I never watched it regularly, but I owned a VHS, which was the episode with the Supremes.
Yeah, they had a lot of crazy guest stars. We should just do Super Mario Brothers shit. I think there actually is a podcast for that already.
I'm sure there is.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure someone's doing
that. I'll guest on it.
Yeah.
Happily. But we have to talk.
We got news.
We actually have Degrassi news.
We got freaking news.
And it's big news.
Big, huge news. Nothing about the show coming back. That's not going to happen.
But D23 happened, what, last week at this point?
Yeah, I followed the shit out of it.
Yeah.
I, like, watched all the theme park. I'm a big theme park guy. I watched, like, all the theme park news, and then I watched some of the movie and TV news as well.
Yeah. And you were at a movie when this broke, which you weren't even watching it. But I just texted you. I was like, oh, my God, we have news.
Yeah.
So, it's when Disney announces, like, their new upcoming movies and whatnot. And so we got a huge announcement that Cassie Steele is the lead in next year's Disney's animated
movie.
She's
the next Disney princess.
Yes.
Like, her likeness.
It's what...
Well, not her likeness, but her voice.
What's it called again?
Oh, crap.
Last Dragon?
It's like a crazy name.
Here's the thing. I was about to say, like, She-Ra in the
She-Ra.
Last...
She-Ra.
And that's
yeah,
not
the
what
the next
it
Disney
is.
Princess, She-Ra.
Yeah.
It's based on, like, Southeast Asian legends, which is really cool.
She's in a movie with Awkwafina.
It's going to be called Raya and the Last Dragon.
Thank you.
Raya and the Last Dragon.
Yeah.
So, yeah, big things for Cassie Steele.
Yeah, and she's not been the one that's been the most out there on, like, going after roles.
Right? Yeah. So that's awesome for her.
I'm so excited.
I'm very excited for this, because I love Disney movies, but, like, I'm also, like... I'm wondering with this new Disney Plus thing, like, I'm wondering, they're going to probably want some content. Get Degrassi on there.
You know what?
Maybe a new show.
I have seen the new trailer for the High School Musical show, and honestly, that shit looks terrible.
Like,
and very edgy for Disney, so they can get Degrassi.
If Netflix doesn't want Degrassi, just get it on your channel. I'm sure you can make it for as cheap as possible.
Mm-hmm.
That's my plea. Like, just save it. Save it, Disney.
I remember when Disney used to, like, import a lot of the Canadian shows, like, in a heartbeat. Like,
yeah, all those shows were inspired, like, were basically Degrassi, like, likes, like, ripoffs.
Yeah.
Like, I remember all those shows. Flash Forward.
Yeah. Oh, God, I love me some Flash Forward.
All those are from Canada, and were, like, inspired by Degrassi. So, like, I think that would be a really good content to have for teens. Mm-hmm. If they want, like... people to watch to subscribe to this. Now, obviously, they don't need that. They have enough things going for them. But you know, if you got a little extra billions to throw towards the Degrassi's way,
here's
you know,
the thing:
do it. It's a good service.
I would love it too, but I also love that Degrassi now exists in a space where it is free on YouTube.
Yeah, that is nice.
So,
yeah,
I mean, like, it's two sides of the coin. Like, yeah, I want Degrassi to continue, but I love that it's free for me to watch.
If that happens, you won't be able to watch that on YouTube.
Yeah,
even if they don't even require the old seasons.
Yeah,
it would probably be like a licensing thing.
But
so yeah, I don't actually know who owns the rights in the U.S. In Canada, it is like I think it's owned in part by the Canadian government, right?
It's
a weird thing.
Honestly, when you get into the rights of Degrassi, it gets into very weird, messy territory.
Yeah, it really is weird
that other people, like, certain seasons are owned by certain people, and
yeah, because Nickelodeon had the rights, distribution rights for a while, but I don't know if they still have them.
Yeah,
I think it's sometimes it airs on Noggin or the Inn is now, it's called the Inn.
Well,
sometimes
no, that no longer exists,
or no longer exists, but yeah. They have some other channel that like that I think it sometimes airs on that on there.
I'm not sure,
but I have no idea. But yeah, there's just like no place to like that it's airing now, like on TV, and like.
It's literally
Netflix
on
isn't
YouTube.
Interested because people weren't watching it
or
weren't finishing it, so they canceled it and, you know, put it on Disney.
We're now more aware of what Netflix model for, like, renewing things is.
Yeah.
And it's so crazy to me because...
It's really backwards.
They don't... Like, we'll never know how many people were actually actively watching Next Class.
No.
Because they're like, well, we gave it such and such seasons, and nobody was, like, binging all night to watch Next Class. Like,
right. That's not
a yeah. good show.
Well, it reminds me of that show, like, Tuken Birdie, which got canceled, which had a lot of critical acclaim, and, like, also people were talking about it on social media, but then they canceled it because no one was, like, binging it, or one was like aware of it.
There's
which
no,
is really strange.
Also, too, let's put it out there. There's no way Degrassi was expensive to make for them.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's like one set.
Self-starting. Yeah.
It's teen actors.
Self-funding.
Yeah. It's just like.
Yeah. I think. Anyway, we've talked in length before about Netflix mistreatment of Degrassi. So.
Yeah.
Hopefully, you know, someone is out there making calls about trying to get it on another streaming service, or we've just decided that Degrassi's dead and is never coming back, which is
we'll come back to this podcast in 10 years and it'll be back, you know?
It'll be back, yeah.
But
Degrassi never dies.
Other than that, I know we have a moratorium on Drake news, but we have since finished season one of Euphoria, a show executive produced by him.
Yeah.
Which is one of the best shows I've watched this year.
Euphoria's really good.
Yeah.
Euphoria, I would say, is the modern HBO drama version of Degrassi.
It is.
And it's very good, and you should watch it.
Yeah. Can I tell you my favorite anecdote, though, that I have heard about Drake on the set of Degrassi?
Sure.
Not Degrassi, of Euphoria.
Oh, of Euphoria.
Comes from Mod Apatow, sweet, sweet Mod Apatow, who in one of the Halloween episodes for the show, it's not a spoiler at this point, dresses like Bob Ross, like full Bob Ross drag.
Nice.
What's great. That's the day Drake came to the set to meet all of them. So Mod Apatow met Drake in full Bob Ross drag.
Nice.
And she was like, it was very awkward because he didn't know if he should hug me or shake my hand.
Oh, okay.
Sweet angel, Mod Apatow.
Yeah. I guess I don't really agree with Drake hanging around teenage girls, but yeah.
Well, they're all adults.
Yeah, they're adults. They're actually not teenagers,
yeah.
So. They're just playing teenagers.
Yeah.
Yeah, we talked about a little bit about Euphoria last episode, but it's really good. A+.
Keep it going. Can't
wait for season two. It ends with a Zendaya music video, basically.
Yes. A song I listen to regularly
now.
Yeah,
it's a good song. Yeah. Anyway. That's all our news.
Yeah, but we have four episodes ahead.
Yep, we got two standalones and a two-parter. Well, we're just going to be like that for a bit, I think, until we get to, like, almost all exclusively multi-parters.
And honestly, there's, like, one I'm thinking about saving for, like, for one time. I'm, like, going to be like, we need to do one episode, and it's just that one
episode. It's just that one episode. It's
so
a single
we'll
standalone.
We'll see how
funny.
It shakes out, but not sure yet.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But let's jump in, because the first episode we watched delves directly with what happened with our two-parter that starts off the season.
Yeah, it's sort of like the fallout from that. Yeah.
The last time they kind of did that was what, like, opening of season 3?
I think so. They start to bleed together a bit more. Yeah. Like, they're telling more of a story, mm-hmm. like a season-long arc, I would mm-hmm. say. But it's definitely a standalone episode, mostly because it has a different subplot.
Yeah.
And it also has some different stuff that goes along with it. Mm-hmm. And it's also, like, days later, so yeah. it's kind of like it's not really a second part.
Yeah.
This one's called True Colors. I had to laugh because it is spelled, Colors is spelled in the Canadian way, which is not how the song is spelled, and I don't know if maybe in the Canada the song is listed as that on the track.
I doubt it.
On the CD.
That's weird. I haven't investigated that. Because like if you title a song like with colors, like if you're a Canadian artist? If you're a Canadian artist and you import that song to America, we don't change the spelling of it. Like Carly Rae Jepsen spells her songs like that too.
Yeah. Yeah. I think isn't the Foo Fighters album, the Canadian spelling, the color and the shape. I'm pretty sure. Yeah, so I thought that was funny.
It's the Canadian, British English.
Canadian Cyndi Lauper.
It's the British English way to spell it, so.
Yeah, the King's English. Queen's English.
The Queen's English.
The Queen's English.
Is the crown back yet? Can we start a crown podcast?
We could, if you want.
No.
It'd be a lot.
No.
This episode is an Emma and Peter episode.
You're forgetting that another key player in this. Oh, Sean is very Sean much a character.
Also, it's part of the triangle that's going on, and it's dumb.
A triangle I could care less about.
Basically, so Peter gets off because he's rich.
Gets off because he's rich, and he's like, I'm throwing Sean under the bus.
Which is proven, so it's proven that the Canadian justice system is also as bad as America's.
Yes.
And then Sean basically goes and gets jail time.
Yeah.
Because he can't afford a lawyer.
Yeah.
To give him just community service, slap on a wrist. Well,
his public defender has too many cases, and he keeps, like, putting off the case.
That's...
Wow.
Well, that's familiar.
And he, like, just doesn't have money to, you right. know...
Jay is being, like, surprisingly good in this episode, too. He seems to actually give a shit about Sean, which is, like, very uncharacteristic of him.
About this episode, I am forced to sit here on this podcast, which, that I own, that I make money off of, and I have to say the words, I agree with Jay.
Right. Like, Jay's, like, telling Emma, like, you're not being a good friend.
You're not being a good friend if you're ignoring him.
He's literally going to jail.
Yeah, he's in prison. He got jumped last night.
Yeah, he got beat up.
Yeah.
And you see him later in the episode, and he has a black eye. Yeah. He's a shiner.
It's not funny that your boyfriend got away with nothing, and someone else is suffering for it because they're poor.
And he doesn't care. Like, Peter's a fucking sociopath.
Yeah.
Like, and she's, like, so in a mood. And it's so weird, too, because, like... Oh, in the next episode, it kind of gets corrected, but, like, Manny isn't saying anything about this either. Mm-hmm. She's like, oh, whatever.
Yeah, I have to pursue... Like, Manny is that friend who's like, I have to support my friend. What are you supposed to make? No, you don't.
You don't.
Emma's like, being an idiot.
You have to be like, girl, break up with him. He sucks.
Break up with your boyfriend.
Break up with your boyfriend.
I'm bored. Thank you.
Because it's a Peter Stone episode.
Thank you, next. How many Ariana Grande song titles could I get into one sentence?
A lot.
Mm. One last time.
If you try.
Mm. You're welcome.
Okay. Yeah, so, yeah, Emma finds out a bunch of shit that, like, Peter has been lying about.
Well, yeah. Well, because he's... The guise of this is, like, Peter is basically under house arrest, so they decide to, like, they're gonna throw a masquerade. Very loose
house arrest.
So, it's, like, self-imposed house arrest. Yeah. He's grounded.
Yeah, Grassy's having, like, a dance that's a masquerade dance, which I'd like to point out, Toby comes in, like, scrubs or something.
But Peter also comes in a gorilla costume.
Yeah, it's like a very, like, it's like more of a costume. Like, it's like a Halloween dance. But, like, this isn't around Halloween. So, it's very weird.
The whole thing that, like, kind of finally collapses our long Emma and Peter nightmare is the fact that Emma is trying to, like, raise money for Sean's defense by selling raffle tickets. Sucks.
You should get a public defender.
The most, like...
Degrassi is,
no,
like...
No, no, no. This is the most white female social justice bullshit.
It is.
We'll just have a ramble. We'll
just have a Kickstarter for him.
Yeah. But she realizes... She's like, oh, selling tickets. And, you know, earlier in the episode, Peter has, like, gifted her mask for the dance, and Manny, like, finds us out at the dance and is like, did you give him your locker combo? How does he get into your locker? Think about it. He's able to steal locker combinations from his mom, and guess what? He planted the drugs on Sean. This is all your boyfriend's fault.
Yep.
And the more I think about it, though, the thing that pisses me off a lot, too, is the fact that, like, Peter once again gets away with this.
He kind of does.
He kind of gets away with it. He
doesn't get really in trouble.
Emma's, like, going to break up with him, whatever. He is going to, like, admit what he does to get Sean, like, at least somewhat reduced, like, time.
I like how they show how controlling Peter is, too, because, like... He's like, oh, she has some, like, this, like, soap on that he hates. He's like, oh, use that shampoo or whatever.
Oh, that's vanilla shampoo.
But it's also funny because, like, Emma brings that shampoo.
Well, because Sean likes the shampoo.
Because he likes that smell.
He loves the way it smells on her. So she brings him the shampoo.
So
he can smell like that?
So, I don't know. I
or
think
is
it's
he just
very,
smelling the shampoo?
It's very weird. I think she brings the shampoo so he's, like, reminded of her.
That's not functional.
It's not functional. Also, like, I think that's going to get taken away from him as soon as he, like, they're out of the interrogation room. I guess, I don't know if it's, like, maybe it's a juvenile thing, but, like, yeah, there's, like, no wall between me. They get to actually sit in a room together and talk.
Oh, no.
Which is, I guess, some places, prisons have visiting.
It also makes
like
for
that.
Better filming.
That's true.
I don't know.
I mean, Orange is New Black has both, but... I don't know.
It didn't exist.
Yeah.
I hate this storyline so much.
Well.
As much as I hate the subplot.
Screw Peter. And then screw the subplot, because it's an Ellie subplot. So this is part of the further adventures of outside of Degrassi, which is not very interesting. Ellie has a job as a reporter.
Hmm.
The sixth largest newspaper?
The fifth largest newspaper in Toronto.
So, yeah, a university newspaper is the fifth largest behind, I don't know, the Toronto...
Star? I don't...
Star and, like, some, like...
I'm sure some obscure French
conspiracy mag or something.
No, it's some obscure, like, French newspaper.
Yeah. Which is also kind of depressing, because when you, like, think about it, in, like, every city, is there even five newsprint magazines anymore?
I mean, I would assume there's
probably
in Toronto...
Like, I don't even think that's true anymore. I think, like, every city maybe only has, like, used to have, like, 10, and now probably only have, like, 2.
Unless you're in New York.
Like, in New Orleans, we have maybe, like, what, 4? And they're all owned by the same company, probably.
Yeah,
unless you're in New York, which has 2 major papers.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, like, print journalism is dying,
Excuse
man.
Excuse me. Wikipedia has an entry on how many newspapers are published in Toronto. The Toronto Star is an actual newspaper.
Yeah.
Good for me.
Yeah, this is Toronto Star.
There is more than you would believe.
I mean, yeah, I guess. They're probably all online now, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, well...
There's, like, 4, like, actual, like, national, like...
Right.
Full-on newspapers, and the rest are, like...
Yeah, but also, like, so you're saying, like, oh, we're the fifth largest. You could be dead last.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It could be the fifth one.
I mean, I assume they're also behind, Secular Thought.
Yeah, like a religious newspaper or something.
Or Today Nightly News.
That sounds, like, very conservative.
The Town Crier.
Ooh. Oh, these are, like... Like, anti-immigrant papers or something.
Sure.
Like, oh, good, your college paper is slightly better than them.
There is the Jewish Tribune, which I agree with, you know.
Yeah, that's cool.
The Daily Extra. Now I'm just listing newspapers.
Yeah. College newspapers aren't for public consumption, though. Like, we had college papers, like, for our university. They didn't get out, like, anywhere else.
And you know what? No one reads them.
No. Why are
no
you
one reads
no.
them.
No. Unless you go to college.
Hardly anyone runs them in college, too.
And people don't even read them there. Like, I had friends who worked for my college newspaper, and I would read the articles to be nice.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't read otherwise.
Because you're a good person.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
You know. We also had our own version of The Onion, which was dumb.
You went to a Catholic college.
It was called the Maroon. Yeah.
You went to a Catholic college. How good could that be?
I did. Ugh. It wasn't very good. They were also blocked from all being like actually like kind of funny. So.
Of course.
Anyway, yeah, this whole plot sucks. It's another like. Wouldn't it be great if like someone dated an older man?
Yeah,
and they were their boss.
Yeah,
or like in a position of power.
What's more important to you, getting that D? Or self-respect.
Yeah, it's like this. It's like Paige Redux, like straight up. Yeah. Like it's like he's in a position of power with Ellie. He's like kind of an asshole.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, oh, you're never gonna exceed at this. And then like she's like mad at him, and they end up just being attracted to each other. It's stupid.
Justice.
It's the same shit.
Hashtag justice for Ellie. I just want Ellie to have a good subplot and a good boyfriend.
It's never gonna happen.
It's not.
It never happens.
Makes me so upset.
You don't get it.
Why?
I've not seen past this episode.
Okay, but Ellie is the hottest one.
Like,
I don't understand.
I'm flying blind now, and I know for a fact it's never. Yes. Nothing good is gonna happen with Ellie.
Because I guess that's it for this episode.
Yeah.
Which. The next episode is called Can't Hardly Wait. Is it named after the movie? Who's to say?
It is not named after the movie.
It's named after the song.
It is named after the song.
Which the movie is named after.
Which the movie is named after. Yes, it's named after a song by The Replacements, which is a very good band. And also from Canada.
So this is your last episode that you ever watched.
Yeah.
So this is like where we fly off into the abyss.
I've now looped myself, and I have come full circle, and now I'm flying blind.
Yep.
And but I don't know what's going to happen. I know a few things are going to happen.
But we've got...
There's a lot of... First of all, this is the episode where Jimmy's dick don't work.
Yes. Which I tweeted about it. I was like, I can't believe that I sit on a microphone and get to talk at length about how Drake's dick didn't work in Canada.
The second thing about this episode is it is the appearance of a new major character.
Mm-hmm.
And the third thing about this episode is the start of something called the Lakehurst Saga. Which ends pretty violently.
Which you've been waiting for.
As I said before, my favorite trope in all of fiction is the dark, evil half of a location.
Yes.
The Shelbyville to the Springfield, the Eagleton to the Pawnee.
Yeah.
Lakehurst is that to...
Degrassi.
Degrassi High School.
Yeah.
Lakehurst.
So, it's great.
Everyone there is a piece of shit.
Yeah. Well, it's about where the... It's from the wrong side of the tracks.
Wrong side of the tracks.
You know. The Riverdale and the Southside Serpents.
Yeah, Riverdale and, what's the town Serena lives in?
No, they're not the Greendale, but that's Greendale. Not. They're not.
Yeah, that's not a little different. In the comics, somewhat. A little bit,
yeah.
But, Southside, it would be, for Riverdale.
Yeah, it's where all the bad kids are. But, what do we want to talk about? Do we want to talk about Drake's dick first, or we want to talk about
Let's talk about Drake's dick. That's fun.
Drake's dick.
Let's actually not talk about Drake's dick, but let's talk about Jimmy's dick.
Cool. It don't work.
It don't work. He's paralyzed from the waist down, so honestly, he can't have sex.
Like, honestly, I'm glad that Degrassi had the balls to, like, delve into this topic, because it is real.
That's not something you really see a whole lot in, fiction. Well, mostly because disabled people are pretty much erased from all forms of entertainment.
I mean, think about, like, the last major character other than Jimmy, who's a character in a wheelchair in a TV show. It's Artie from Glee. And Artie got an STD on Glee because his dick worked fine.
His dick did work. They made that very clear.
Yeah. My penis works. Yeah.
The only other disabled character or person in a wheelchair that I can think of in any fiction is Professor X.
Yeah.
And we know he fucks.
Well, all the time.
Yeah.
Have you seen him?
Well, he had a kid.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah. But,
Canonically. And there's a whole show about that. It's called Legion.
But his, like, so it's not a topic that's really explored. I've definitely seen, like, a couple of movies that, like, hint at the topic of it.
Mm.
Like, it is a thing in disability care, like sexual health.
Yeah.
Workers who are there to, you know, take care of like the needs of disabled people. Because the fact is, like, disability does not equal non-sexual.
Right.
And that's an important...
Just because you're disabled doesn't mean your brain is non-sexual. Yeah, like, you still have an orientation.
You're not a sexless being.
Right. But people... But the culture sees you as that.
Yes.
Especially if you're disabled from the waist down.
Yeah.
But it's not all down there. It's your brain.
Yeah. It's an important topic. There's a YouTuber I really like, Hannah Witten, who is a disabled YouTuber and talks about, you know, a disabled YouTuber who does sexual health, you know, and talks to other people who are, you know, disabled and queer and how that all affects, you know, your livelihood. Like, because the world sees you as, like, a sexless being, like, who cares? Who cares if it doesn't work? You know, you're lucky to be alive, so.
Right.
But anyway, we're kind of off the rails.
No, I think it's really important stuff. Yeah. And this episode kind of goes into that, at least in terms of the relationship between Ashley and Jimmy. The problem with this is that I don't really like Ashley and Jimmy as a couple, so I can't see myself really getting too much invested in this.
Yeah. I think that's what I want to talk about in broader terms, because, like, the fact is that, like, you know, when you're 16, 17, and your hormones are going crazy and something like that happens to you, I think there would be relationship frustration because you don't want your partner to be let down either. You know, that's when you're exploring and learning about yourselves.
Yeah.
Which is the impetus of the episode with Jimmy and Ashley. He's like, I don't want to be the person that holds you back, basically.
Mm-hmm. Now, Jimmy is able to get an erection.
Well, he learns.
But he kind of learns that he just has to relax. He just has to, like, try a little bit harder than usual. He also tries to do it through Viagra, I think. Viagra is the big thing in 2000. They don't actually say it.
Yeah.
Now they have something called Blue Chew, which we're not sponsored by Blue Chew, but I've heard that on a lot of podcasts lately. It's like the big new podcast sponsorship. It's a chewable erection tablet.
Or like for hymns. Yeah. That's another big one.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus. Because
at this point, Viagra has finally gone into a generic form, so people can make it.
Yeah, it's not as copyrighted. Yeah.
Fun fact for me, though, if we're talking about Viagra, my mom worked for a urologist growing up, so I had tons of free Viagra.
Tons of that in the house.
I got a lunchbox taken away from me in high school.
Oh, because that Viagra on it?
It was like the Pfizer logo, which who makes it.
And oh, that's like, funny.
That's Viagra. And it got taken
that's
away.
That's hilarious.
It got stolen.
Oh.
I was like, cool.
Sucks. Like the teacher's taken away from you or just someone?
I'm pretty sure someone from the school took it.
Damn, that sucks.
But it was a really cool lunchbox. It fit a lot of stuff in it.
That was a cool lunchbox.
Yeah.
Damn.
It's almost as cool as Carrie's.
Also, but that's also like a very negative look at the healthcare system because like companies just like send free stuff to doctors' offices so they can sell their products.
Hey, I got a free lunchbox out of it. I'm not mad. I got a lot of free
pens. But it got taken from you, so.
I got a lot of free pens too.
Yeah.
Look, medical reps will give a lot of
freaking
things,
pharma.
But they love to give free pens out.
Freaking pharma. Yeah, so Jimmy's like, we can't have sex, it's over, I'm breaking up with you, get your stuff. And Ashley's like, I don't care, I just want to be with you.
There's other ways to have sex, which there are other ways
to
have sex.
Yeah, also, like, Jimmy, just go down on her.
No. Jimmy is like DJ Khaled, he just doesn't do it.
Yeah. Well.
But eventually, they figure it out, those two crazy kids in love.
Do they stay together?
They stay together.
Okay, they never break up.
Mm-mm.
How boring is vanilla?
They are boring in vanilla.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Meanwhile, that's like the main plot, but I kind of want to talk more about the subplot because it's more interesting to me. Because it involves a new character.
Mm-hmm.
And it also is basically a bring it on bit.
It is a bring it on bit because I definitely at one point shouted at the TV, this is a cheerocracy.
Yeah, so Darcy, who is basically a main character at this point now, and Manny are now in charge of the spirit squad because Paige has left and are having auditions.
Darcy's brought Manny on as the choreographer.
And Hazel too. Yeah.
And this is our last mention of Hazel ever.
Yeah, in the series. She's never mentioned after this. Yeah, she's mentioned. Or appears.
Yeah.
She's trying to get that Disney Channel original movie money when she disappeared.
We miss our girl. Andrea Lewis is still a queen.
Yeah.
But, so, they have to have auditions, and this girl comes in and just rocks out her audition. And this girl is played by Nina Dobrev.
The Vampire Diaries' own Nina Dobrev.
Nina Dobrev has done more stuff than...
I know. I just know her from that.
Yeah. Well, most people do. But I would say if you take Drake out of the equation... Yeah. She is the other most successful.
She's the one who like found success, I think, in acting.
Yeah.
The most.
Hey, she was also in that Flatliners remake, so.
Yeah, there you go. But she became a CW, like, WB.
But, like.
Superstar. Sorry. Was tapping.
Yeah. So she's had the most fame. I mean, we've had other people go to the CW, like.
Oh, yeah.
Cassie Steele went to the CW.
Yeah.
Sinead Grimes went to the CW, but. Those were all, like, shows that got canceled after, like, one or two seasons. I mean...
Right.
Vampire Diaries was, like, an institution.
Yeah, it just ended, like, a couple years ago.
It's technically...
And the spin-off's still going. The other spin-off's still going.
No, original's ended, the second spin-off.
That's what I'm saying. The one that's about, like, wizards or whatever.
Who knows?
It's like a wizard school.
I watched the end of Legacies, so...
Legacies.
Yeah. They gave me what I wanted, so...
Okay. Yeah, so she plays a character named Mia Jones.
Oh, that's not what I watched. I watched the end of Originals. Legacies is the new one.
So she plays a character named Mia Jones. Very interesting that this character is a mom.
Mm-hmm.
She has a kid. Mm-hmm. Who's like...
Three. Yeah.
Like, she's a young mom.
Very, very young mom.
Yeah, which is really interesting. I don't think they've had a character who's a mom
mm-hmm.
since Spike. Mm-hmm. And Spike gave birth to a baby while on the show. They never had a character come in who was, like, already a teen mom.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's really cool.
Yeah.
They did it that way.
It's a true modern one. And what this storyline kicks off is, like, a kind of a big battle between... oh, my God. I've lost everything.
What?
I've lost everything. Darcy and Manny.
Yeah.
The battle between them because... Darcy, as a Christian, is using that to be like, I'm not having a teen mom on my spirit.
Yeah, she gets kind of on a moral high ground about it, because it's out of wedlock.
Yeah, and Manny's like, Manny points out, like, this is bullshit. She's the best one. Clearly she wants to dedicate her time to this. It doesn't matter. Like, you can balance the two. And, like, it's an, honestly, what I appreciate with Degrassi is it's one of the mediums that when teenage pregnancy and teenage parenthood happen, they don't show it as this absolute, your life is over permanently struggle. I think the other exposure, like, in general that we have to that is, like, I think of, like, 16 and pregnant and teen mom.
Mm.
And while those are reality shows, they definitely hike up this drama of being like, having a baby, it will ruin your life if you do this at this age. And not to say that it wouldn't be hard, but for most people, they learn to function and deal with it.
Yep.
You know.
And you can still go to school and have a life if you have a support system.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, if you, it's hard for some people, but, like.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you live in Canada, it's mm-hmm. gonna be pretty easy.
Yeah,
your healthcare mm-hmm. is paid for. Like,
right,
you know?
Exactly. You don't have to necessarily get a job
mm-hmm.
to afford bills from.
Yep.
You know, people. So this sort of like drives into this whole Lakehurst saga. So like mm-hmm. they're at this game. Against Lakehurst, and it turns out that Mia's baby's daddy,
she transferred from Lakehurst,
is her baby's father is a Lakehurst student.
Yes.
Who is a dick.
Well, they're always like, have you figured out who the father is? Like,
yeah.
Mia is coming from Lakehurst with a reputation of being the school floozy, and, like, you know, because she was pregnant. And
actually, I don't think that's her baby's father.
No.
I think he's just an ex-boyfriend.
Someone who's just, like, antagonizing her about being a teen mom.
Basically. Yeah. You're right, because I think she would... This would have been, like, a long time... Longer time ago than when she transferred to, like, hers. It's a good point.
So, it's... They, everyone starts fighting. Like...
Yeah.
Mia starts fighting. Manny hops in on the fight. And, more importantly, JT hops in on the fight.
Yeah, he takes his panther mascot head and, like...
Knocks someone out with it.
Well, he knocks her boyfriend, ex-boyfriend out.
Yeah.
With the head. And it just becomes a huge fight.
Yeah. But what this also ends up setting...
Starts a huge rivalry.
It does. Sets up a huge rivalry. And, like, this is going to put things in place and the dominoes are going to start to fall. Really all season long with this Lakehurst.
The one thing I wish... I guess it would have been kind of, like, a little, like, out of nowhere. But I kind of almost wish that this has been an ongoing rivalry between Degrassi and Lakehurst. This seems to be, like, sort of, like, the motivator for it. Which is, like... I kind of would have liked it better if it would have been, like... This is, like... If they had, like, set up.
Yeah.
But then it would also would come out of nowhere. It's like, why didn't anyone mention this before in the other episodes? And, but you could have still done it.
And honestly, too, it does have lasting ramifications outside of the season, too. Like, this will go on longer than this season. Like, so they kind of hit on this, and they have, like, kind of, like, at least stuck to it a little bit.
Yeah, and I really do like that, like, all the Lakers students are just, like... rough.
They're all yard kids.
Yeah, they're all yard kids. They're just like, they don't give a shit.
No. Yeah, they're from the bad side of the track.
Like, if you had a Lakehurst High School show, it would be like Degrassi times 50.
But darker.
And like way darker. Yeah. Like, if people be fighting every day, there would be at least 2 abortions per episode.
2?
There would be a lot of knives.
Yeah.
It would just be rough.
Oh, there's gonna be a lot of knives.
Yeah. Yeah. They're just like the freaking... They're like the Boltons of, like... the Toronto high schools.
Just thought of Lakehurst sends its regards.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
They're the freaking Lannisters. They're rough. Well, they're not even Lannisters. They're not rich. But, like, they're like... Yeah. Well, get into that.
They do the Lannisters' dirty works. But,
Yeah.
What this also sets up is JT and Mia's relationship.
Right, which we'll get into in the next episode.
Yeah.
Because it's the subplot of the next episode.
So.
All right. I'm excited.
We're on to our two-parter of the episode, which is called Eyes Without a Face.
Which is a Billy Idol song, which is a song named after the movie Eyes Without a Face.
Wow, so many
movies. So we had a movie named after a song, and now we have a song that was named after a movie.
The layers, they keep on coming. So Eyes Without a Face is actually... one of my favorite two-parters.
Isn't this good? I like this episode. Or this two-parter.
Yeah, it's really good. I think it holds up pretty well, too.
It's a little outdated in terms of, like, it's, like, horrors of the internet. But I think it's still fairly relevant, especially in sort of the fallout of it or the last part of it. I think it's stuff that still sort of can happen and does happen.
It's
that you see in the news.
It's generic enough where it could still be a thing that happens.
Yeah.
So this episode's feature around Darcy.
Yeah, this is the first episode to really feature in on Darcy. We've seen her sort of in feature with Spinner, but this is the first episode to really feature on her as her character. And you actually learn more about her home life and her personality, I think, in this episode. This really sort of centers her as a individual, and you actually kind of learn that she's not quite the staunch Christian as you think she would be.
I mean, to me, I've said, like, Darcy is, like, the character I most relate to. And it's a feeling I relate to where, like, especially when you are expected to be, you know, a good, you know, God-fearing girl. And when you're at that age, your whole body is just rebelling against that, you know, where... You want to explore yourself, and you want to, you know, see what is out there in the world, and, you know, be complimented, and, like, have someone think you're hot, and when you're in a really Christian setting, everything is telling you that's wrong. So it feels wrong to even entertain the ideas of, you know, posting a picture of yourself that's, like, ooh, your shorts are a little short there.
Yeah.
They're shorts. they're supposed to be.
Right.
So, I still relate to that feeling a lot.
There's actually a subplot of Euphoria, this mm-hmm. passing of Euphoria, that it is very similar to this episode, mm-hmm. in a way. Because yeah. it's about sort of someone... It's in more of a positive way, but there's still a little bit of a danger to it. It's mm-hmm. like someone sort of like kind of like exploring issues around their body and mm-hmm. their image through the internet
mm-hmm.
and like sort of the traps you can fall into by doing that.
It's still a thing.
And it is definitely still a thing.
You know?
Yeah.
The personas we...
Especially with the cam girl industry too.
Yeah. I mean, everyone kind of puts on a persona at a line. You know, people... The phrase you hear the most is, like, everyone puts their highlight reel on social media.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what everyone's comparing themselves to. You're comparing yourself to someone else's
highlight reel. You're only your greatest hits online. Yeah,
you're your greatest hits. So, right. In the age of the internet, stories like this are always going to be a thing, theme.
So basically the setup for this episode is Peter is like, you know, he wants another girlfriend. So he starts lusting after Darcy,
mm-hmm.
Even though she already has a boyfriend, because he's like that.
Mm-hmm.
And concocts some sort of scheme to also basically get money.
So the Spirit Squad needs new uniforms and they need a way.
He's on the Spirit Squad too.
Yes.
Him and Danny.
Yes.
That other kid. I always forget his name.
That other kid. The Spirit Squad needs new uniforms, basically. And Peter's whole thing is, like, he's seen Darcy's pictures on, what's it called? Oh, God. Like, my room page.
It's a fake MySpace called My Room Page.
And he's like, I've seen your pictures. You know, it's sexy. And, like... Basically, Darcy has a private page where she kind of posts, like, sexier pictures. And basically, Peter has, like, shared the link with a friend of his, he says, named Adams. And Adams is like, he's really like...
He's got money.
We can make money if you just, like, you post some sexy pictures, you know. Mm-hmm. We just give the link to certain people. Basically, is soliciting sex work.
Yeah.
Out of Darcy. Sure enough.
And he's, like, acting as her pimp. And that's what he said in the show, like, mm-hmm. You're not my pimp.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, basically, her and Manny take some, like, sexy-ish, like, pictures, like, you know, like, playing with
It's weird that Manny's going along with this.
It's kind of weird, but she's under the guise that, like, only a few people are gonna see.
Right.
Like, she doesn't know the entire plot is, like, to, like...
She doesn't know Peter's involved yet, right?
Well, no, Peter took the pictures.
Oh, that's right, yeah. It is weird that she's still along with this. I don't understand that.
Basically, they're like, oh, it's a private page, like, no one's gonna get in trouble. So Darcy posts these and basically gets, you know, the money for the uniforms this way. But... Everyone else starts to have access to the page. Like, Danny gets access to the page, and someone sends the photos to Spinner.
Mm-hmm.
And this leads to Darcy deleting the page.
Yeah, because Spinner actually, like, breaks up with her
He's like, you're being sneaky and, like, you know, being mm-hmm. underhanded about it. We also get introduced to another character in this episode who will be important, and we get introduced Claire Edwards, Darcy's little sister.
Yeah.
A character who will come back in a big way.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I think Claire goes to, like, a private school. Like, a private Catholic school or something like that.
Interesting.
Yeah.
She goes to, like, a religious school or something.
Yes.
Hmm.
But she's much younger, too.
So I guess, like, a middle school.
Like, a grade school or something like that. What else?
So, eventually, the guy that was soliciting these photos finds Darcy
at her house. And he's not a friend of Peter's that he's known.
He's not.
Just a random middle-aged man.
He's a strange pedophile.
Yeah. who just wants to talk to Darcy and has figured out... From her photos that she was wearing a Degrassi uniform logo, so she must go to Degrassi High, and that means she has to live XYZ far away from here.
He stalked her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which,
yeah.
Wow. In the early 2000s, everyone was so afraid that we were being stalked online.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's, like, a lot easier to find people where people live now, too.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff like doxing and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Which, you know, doxing is not just revealing someone's name. It's, like, actually publishing personal info.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
It's a quaint concept to be, like, someone, like, just, like, looked for you around, whereas people just, like, geotag you now and they know where you are.
Yeah, exactly. That's when it gets into, like, personal. And that's pretty easy to do if you don't have your stuff fixed right.
Mm-hmm.
Because your IP can be attached to your address.
Yeah, we were all idiots back then. We all talked to strangers on the internet. Yeah,
all the time.
I literally met my best friend on the internet.
Yeah.
That was a gamble.
It was a gamble. Could have been a creepy old man.
Yeah.
Anyway, she has Claire call the cops, and the cops are, like, come pretty much haul him away for trespassing, I think.
And Darcy realizes they're actually going to take the family computer.
Yeah, they had to.
As evidence.
Because it's, child porn.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Yep.
Wow.
So, that's that episode. It's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. What are the subplots in those?
So, the subplot was JT has now taken an interest in dating Mia.
Mm-hmm. And he gets his job back at the station because...
He does.
Mia's kid is named Isabella.
Isabella.
And she loves JT.
She does.
On the show.
Yeah. And Liberty feels a little... hurt by it.
Yeah. I mean, I think for JT it makes sense too, because like he kind of was pretty sold on being a dad.
He wanted to be a dad.
He was like all in, and you know, because of the problems he had in the previous season, you know, it wasn't possible for him to be a dad. So it's kind of him making up for like what he lost a little bit.
Right.
And for Liberty it's seeing like what could have been.
What could have been, yeah.
She
was a grit.
It takes some interesting direction with that. I like that a lot.
Yeah. So, the other one is this more Ellie stuff.
Oh, God. I totally forgot about that.
I kind of blocked it out because it's, like, bad.
I don't even remember what happens.
I think it's just, like, she, like, wants to have sex or something. And he's, like, well, I don't know. I really didn't pay attention to this.
I literally don't remember that subplot.
It's like
at
very
all.
Briefly a subplot. It's just more Ellie and Jesse stuff.
Oh, they're the worst.
Yeah. It's just not interesting.
Oh, she's like go to like the sexual health doctor or something. She drops some like birth control.
Yeah. She like wants to be sexually active with an older man.
Great. Cool.
Yeah.
But.
In the same episode as like an actual creep wanting to have, you know, do stuff with a teenager.
If you can't, since podcasts aren't a visual media, I died briefly.
Who's a cameo in this episode?
Oh, so, the fun fact, though, is at one point, Claire is watching TV.
Okay.
In the episode, and she's watching a Degrassi High episode.
Oh, weird.
So, Degrassi High...
Is a show...
Is a show within Degrassi that exists Next Generation.
Oh, I don't like that at all. That's, like, weird.
It's very Tommy Westfall.
Is it was a documentary that they shot of like the kids there?
I don't know, but she's watching a Degrassi High episode, a specific one too that they link to.
Oh, I did not clock that. That's kind of crazy.
She was watching season 3, episode 1 and 2.
Oh, weird.
Can't live with them. It's crazy.
That's interesting.
Yeah. It's like layers upon layers of crazy. But yeah, she's watching you can actually see it in this photo.
Oh, it's like barely noticeable, but yeah, I don't know if I like that. that's definitely some meta stuff.
Yeah.
Because Degrassi Junior High and Degrassi High are in the same continuity as Degrassi The Next Generation.
Yep, there are people,
Because of Spike and Joey and...
Your brain broken yet?
My brain is broken. I'm done. OMG.
Those are our 4 episodes that we watched. We're just getting into the swing of things now.
Season 6 so far has been a mixed bag, but I'm enjoying some of the stuff. I definitely like Lloyd Kirst stuff.
Yep.
Yeah. So We'll see how it goes.
And we did do a poll, and apparently it was 50-50 on people who like the credits and people who don't.
I don't get it. And we skip it.
Let me tell you, if you like these, I want reasons why. Like, tweet us or email us, like, for real. I want a healthy debate on why these credits could be good.
I don't want a healthy debate because you're wrong if you think these are good. There's no other answer.
Well, I don't want to tell our listeners that they're wrong, but I want debate.
Okay. I don't know if there's a debate to
it. I want someone to change my mind. I'm that guy at the table.
Change my mind.
Change my mind.
Well, that guy sucks, but...
Yeah. But it's just me at that table, like, change my mind.
Yeah.
I'm cooler than that guy.
Yeah. Yeah. For sure.
But...
Anyway.
Let's talk about some other podcasts that we're on.
So we are both on Four Horsemen Pay-Per-View. That is a wrestling podcast you can find. And I think, are going to be talking about the past pay-per-view All Out pretty soon. The AEW.
And our SummerSlam episode went up, too. And
our SummerSlam episode is up.
Which I disappear halfway through.
Yeah.
To be determined.
So look forward to that. Yeah. And then we also have a podcast called Just Saiyan, which is about Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah. We'll have a new episode of that pretty soon,
should be
too.
Recording for that, too.
Because I want more. I almost... It's a fun fact. I almost watched an episode by myself the other day.
Oh, really? You almost just put the DVD in?
I was like, I kind of want to watch the next episode.
Yeah, let's get on that.
Yeah. But until then, that's where you can find us. We're Degrassi Voyager on any social media that you can find us on, except TikTok. We're not getting into TikTok.
No TikToks.
No. I'm too old.
We're not doing
I'm haggard.
Nope. Don't know how to use it.
It astounds me. Apparently, it's like the new Vine, which, to us, I want Vine back.
Yeah, I'd rather Vine.
Thanks.
Anyway.
Thanks for coming. Thanks for coming to my TED Talk.
Yep.
And also, thanks for listening to this episode. You know, tweet us. All that good stuff. But until then, whatever it takes.
I know we can make it through.